everyone, and welcome to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm Shauna Pena Downing, your host for this episode. K-Card is proud to present the first radio play of its new Amplify series, where young playwrights have the chance to experience the process of producing a radio play from start to finish. These next 2 weeks, you'll be hearing stories from the winners. Our first episode comes from Savon McLean. In Mama Knows the Game, a young middle schooler abruptly runs into a wall of racism prevalent in the online gaming community. With guidance and motivation from his parents, he learns important lessons about how a black kid must navigate the treacherous world of white supremacy. Listening discretion advised. K-Card has kept the language of the playwright to provide unfiltered and authentic storytelling. The following contains sensitive content that may be uncomfortable to some audiences. And now, Mama Knows the Game.
Baby.
Oh, hey, Mama.
How was school?
It was cool, I guess. Miss Ketchins was tripping today, though.
What you mean? What happened?
Now, Mama, I ain't do nothing, but she kept swearing up and down that I was talking, and I wasn't.
So, what'd she do?
She kept moving me away from my friends and stuff. I almost got written up, but one of the homies swooped through and took the blame for the entire thing.
Okay. Let me know she start tripping again, and I will gladly take a trip up there and clear the air with her.
Mama, no.
Who you telling no?
Not you.
Then who, boy? Exactly. And you know what? Since you have the audacity to test me like that, I'ma call your father.
Mama, please. You know that ain't necessary.
Speaking of the devil.
I ain't the damn devil.
You sure right you ain't the devil. You more like...
Like what?
Like Denzel.
Oh, baby.
Ugh, you guys are monsters.
Oh, shut up, boy. That's my dang husband, and we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, boy. Zip it. How was school?
Fine.
He got in trouble.
Boy?
Dad, it's not what you think.
Is it really not what I think?
It really isn't what you think, hon. I'll explain later.
All right, then. Well, I'm gonna go hit the weights, because you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, all right, Mama. I'll see you around.
Why are you kicking me out of your... You about to be on that game, huh?
Yeah, I did all my work at school.
Tavion Jaleel Lee Charles did all of his homework at school? On a Friday?
I mean, what can I say, Mama? You birthed a genius.
Pull up those grades, then.
Huh?
Let me see those straight C's.
Mama, you know you gotta trust the process. I really have been working kind of hard all week, you know? And, you know, all I want to do now is just relax and play the game.
Well, you do that then, baby. I love you, baby. My little man's been working hard, huh?
Mom, stop.
Aw, Tavion, you don't love your mommy anymore.
Mom, literally stop.
Fine. I'll remember this. I'll remember. When you need lunch money, clothes, or some food, I'ma be like, Tavion, literally, stop.
Mama! I'm 12. And Mama, you're my mama. I'm almost positive you're actually supposed to provide those things.
I'm just playing with you, boy.
I know, Mama. I know.
Okay. I can tell by your face that you want me to get out of your room, but I got a really important question to ask you.
Yes, Mama.
You trying to watch Baby Boy?
Mama, you play too much.
Nah, because I still can't believe your Uncle B came into your room and asked you and your friends like that. Like, nigga, ain't nobody trying to watch that for the 50th time.
Like, Uncle B, if you don't get your drunk self on somewhere.
But all right, baby, I'm going to get out your hair.
All right, Mama. Love you.
Love you too, baby. And don't forget to take that meat out the freezer, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Finally. Y'all trying to hop on Blast of Assault? Of course. Hopping on right now. Finally. What's good, y'all?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Oh, that's what's up? Yeah, I know, man. You know how I be. I had a crazy long week, so I'm finna go crazy today. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's the type of time we own today.
Welcome to Blast of Assault Time!
Yes, sir. Let's hop on.
Online play? Looks like someone's ready to take on the world.
You already know I am, baby. Yeah.
Choose your weapon.
You know the vibes.
Good choice, soldier. Now hurry up and get out there. It's a team deathmatch. The enemy has been spotted. Get in there, take care of business, and get the heck out. Don't let them get in your head, soldier. Don't think too much. Just head straight for them. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Yeah! Let's get this bug rocking. Hey yo! Watch out for him!
Oh, good eye, soldier!
Got him.
Another one!
I'm telling you, boy, they don't know what to do with me.
Oh man, you got it, soldier! Now get back up.
Oh man. I'm good. I'ma bounce back.
Oh. It's time to bounce back, soldier. Show them who's boss.
Dang! Same dude. I'm good. I'ma get him. There you go. Bah!
Take cover when you need to, soldier. Don't be too much of a hero.
Oh, come on. Oh, what's his tag? The South 1-662-601-769-228. Hey, yo, the South 1, I'm coming for you, man. You've been putting up a fight, man. Yo, relax, man. It's just a game. Yo, for real, bro. Yo, calm down, bro. Yo, what'd you just call me?
You ain't playing that game, boy.
I'm just taking a quick break. It's okay if I get shot. I've been having a pretty bad game.
All right now.
Yes, Mama? Did you need anything?
No.
Okay, then.
Bye, boy.
Okay. Let's try this again. Oh, come on! Bro, stop! Literally, stop calling me that! Hey, y'all, he talking crazy! Man, I'm just connecting my headset. I'll text y'all soon.
Hey, boy! You try to watch baby boy with me?
No, Mom.
Ooh, you done lost your... Boy, what happened?
Nothing.
Tavion, why are you not wearing that expensive headset I just bought you?
The mic. Yeah, my mic stopped working for some reason, so I was like, I guess I'm not playing with that on tonight. So now I'm gonna just play my game with no headset. No distractions, just me.
Tavion, what happened?
Mama, come on. Nothing happened. I promise.
Lie again, and I will give that game system to Scooty and them.
Mama, now you know Scooty and them break every console that Uncle B gives them.
Exactly. So tell the truth. What happened?
My headset isn't broken. I was getting whooped by this dude on the game. I gave him his props or whatever. He gets mad for no reason. Then he calls me a nigger.
No. No. Not my baby. No. Matter of fact, hell no. Baby.
Yeah, baby.
Get up here.
Mama, please.
Hush.
What's wrong?
Your son just got called the N-word on the game.
Okay.
Hard R, baby.
Tavion.
Dad, it's fine.
Fine? Boy, this is everything but fine. What's the plan, babe?
Plan? Y'all, please don't do nothing crazy. It's literally not a big deal.
Shut up, boy. Already got a solution. Tavion, hand it over.
Hand what over?
Your controller.
What? I'm in trouble?
This boy's stupid, ain't he? No, boy. Just hand over the controller.
Okay.
Not to me, to your mama.
What?
What you mean, what?
Nothing, Ma.
Yeah, better be nothing. You should know your dad can't play these games.
Yeah, and I ain't ashamed of it either. It's just too much guns, too much blood, too much trash talk, too much.
Yeah, whatever.
Honey?
So, Mama, you know how to play Blast of Assault 10?
Boy, I played the first 5 Blast of Assault games. I don't know why you acting surprised. Who do you think buys your games? Who bought you this system? Oh, wait. Who bought you that expensive-ass headset you lied about breaking?
Mama, you're acting like I've seen you play the game before.
Tavion, I got a whole job and a whole Tavion to take care of. I just don't have time no more.
Dad, is this true?
On Granny's grave.
On Granny?
On Granny. Your mama was like that. And she's still like that.
Yeah, whatever. Now let's destroy this racist.
Right.
Tavion, y'all can send texts on here, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, here. Text that boy. Get your racist ass.
Just text him that we want a rematch.
With just you and him.
Okay. It's ready.
Alrighty then. Pass me the controller.
Here you go. Mama, you don't even have to do this. I don't even think it's that
Tavion,
big of a deal, really.
Tavion, no.
Baby, what he called you isn't just a word. It's so much more than a big deal, baby. Now you'll see. Watch how I mess up this white boy.
All right, soldier. It's just you and the enemy. There obviously isn't enough room for the both of you, so one of you must prevail. Is it you, or is it that piece of dirt over there? Your fate is in your hands. I'm leaving you, soldier. 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, let's get it. What's that dude's tag again?
Something wild. I think it was like the South 1662 or something like that.
Interesting.
Mama, maybe we should reconsider.
Oh, yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
Yeah!
Whoa!
Got him already. Oh, yeah? That's how you feel? All right.
Yeah, baby. Go crazy.
What the?
Good shot, soldier! Keep fighting. The battle isn't over yet.
Tell me how you really feel, Connor. Or better yet, since you're probably from Mississippi, how about Buck?
Yeah, tell us how you really feel, Buck.
Mama, how are you even doing all this?
Keep talking, boy. There he go. There he go. Here, boy. Take care of him. Yeah, I passed the controller to my son. Yup. He gonna take care of you this time. Get him, boy. Show him how we do it.
Okay.
One more kill!
All right, Tavion.
Come on, Rasa. That's my boy. That's my boy. That's what I'm talking about. Don't let nobody call you no N-word. Don't let nobody call you no nigga. Show them who the real nigga is. Come on, my boy.
Let's go.
Yeah, Tavion.
Let's go,
yeah,
Tavion.
Yeah.
Let's go,
yeah. Who's a nigger? Who's a nigger?
Not my son. Come on.
Not him. Not my dang son. Loser.
Mama. Dad. Thank you. I really do appreciate you, and you're just everything to me, really. I really feel that.
We don't need that. We just need you to promise us something.
Yeah, don't let nobody call you that.
Well, kinda. What your father means is don't be letting just anybody call you that.
Right. There shouldn't be nobody calling you that with a hard R.
And if it ain't another nigga calling you a nigga, it shouldn't be happening.
I understand. But guys, that doesn't mean you guys had to do all of that.
Because if you let it happen again, you gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, but actually, son, sometimes this stuff can be tiring too, right, babe?
Right. Sorry, baby. These conversations are hard. Your father is totally right. Some days are just hard.
But if you don't let us know when something like this is happening, that's when we get upset, buddy.
Hold up! Dad, Mama just told me that she was sorry.
That is crazy. Pigs gotta be flying right now.
They gotta be, Dad!
Y'all, shut up! This is a serious conversation.
My bad, Mama.
Yeah, your bad.
Y'all look crazy.
And what you chuckling for?
No reason.
Well, all right, y'all. I'm probably gonna...
Play the game until dinner's ready?
Actually, nah. I'm gonna take a nap.
Smart decision, baby.
Yeah. Get some rest, kid.
All right. See y'all at dinner? Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Did you take that meat out the freezer like I told you? All right. Now you know how to make peanut butter and jelly.
He sure does, doesn't he? And we gonna go.
Where we going, baby? Ooh, I'm feeling some barbecue.
Gates barbecue. Here we come.
No. Wait for me. Wait.
Hi, this is Shauna Pena Downing, the host of this episode. K-Cart is bringing you something special, an interview with the playwright. From our Amplify series, we have playwright Savon McLean with Mama Knows the Game. Hi, Savon.
Hey, how are you doing, Shauna?
I'm doing great. I have a few questions to ask you. We're going to get to know you in this play a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
What got you into writing, and how long have you been writing?
I got into writing in about fourth grade. One day in my class, my teacher gave us a random prompt of just like, you can write a story about anything you want. And me being, 9-year-old Savon, I was like, okay. For some reason, I had this feeling. I was like, okay, I have to write the best story ever. And so I looked at my pencil and I looked at the eraser on my pencil. And I was like, boom. I got the best idea ever. So I wrote this story called Pencils versus Erasers. I know, it's crazy. I shared it to the class and the class loved it. And my teacher really liked it because I acted it out as well and did like different voices. And then she was like, yeah, you should write something every week. And then I did that and my class liked it. And yeah, from then on, like I started writing. So
that is a wonderful story. I love that 9-year-old Savon went straight to an eraser, which actually leads me to my next question. What inspires you?
All types of things. Mainly just random artists of like all kinds, like music artists, actors, writers, just, and I love the fact that I'm growing up in this generation. One of the pluses of growing up in the time I'm growing up in now is that I get social media. I get to see social media. So I get to see these artists rise from where they were, like getting one role to getting a few. And, you know, so like seeing that there's hope a lot of times and your dream, your dream that may seem impossible sometimes. So yeah, like I love just knowing other artists' stories and backgrounds, and I use that to motivate me.
Who would you consider to be some of your biggest influences?
I say this a lot to some people. One of my biggest influences for sure is Donald Glover.
Yes.
I'm not the biggest. I've done musicals in the past, but that's not something I want to pursue. I just like having fun. So I don't really connect with the music side. Childish Gambino thing. I love his music though. Super fan, super big fan. But I love his show Atlanta, and I love his performances on Community, on his few performances on 30 Rock, you know, his stand up. And he just shows that you can be a Black boy and be a little different than what people thought you were in the past, you know. So, like,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so he's a really big influence. And he just shares stories. The stories that he tells, like, on the show are just stories you've never really seen before and stories you would think that, like, wouldn't make it that far. But, like, he's breaking those boundaries, you know, and he inspires me to, you know, write everything I think matters, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, appreciate that share, because he is definitely revolutionary in the regards to this art form of writing and creating and telling stories that don't get told, which is, it's amazing that you feel so connected to him. I appreciate you sharing that. So let's talk about your play, Mama Knows the Game. What made you, or why did you want to tell this story?
I was a gamer growing up. And like, I still am. I don't really play many games, but I still play every so often. And I wanted to share some type of piece that contains some sort of gaming in it. And like, I usually don't write something that contains something with such a big, like, dramatic moment for a Black person, you know, like one of the biggest fears a Black person can have, you know, being called that word. I don't usually write stuff about that, but like, I just felt it, you know. And I wanted in that experience of just, you know, being on the game after a long day and getting called that word, it happens every day to people, you know, on these online gaming servers, you know. And I wanted to share that, but I didn't want to share it in a way of like it's just straight drama. I wanted it to be some comedic elements to it, to make it a little bit more lighthearted and touchy, and, you know, like with the dad and Tavion's mom and like their conversations and their dialogue, like amongst them trying to shut down a racist on a video game server, they're making jokes and cracking jokes at each other and laughing at each other, you know, loving each other. So I wanted to share that also. But yeah, the main thing that made me write this was just that I just wanted to capture that video game element that I haven't really known how to capture it, but I finally figured out how to do it, while also sharing that story that many Black people who game have gone through, because nobody really talks about that, even though it happens so often.
Yeah, and I love that you gave us a glimpse into just a day in the life of someone, right? Rather than telling a story or a Black story that, you know, we usually get to hear, which is, you know, the trials and the tribulations in the past. This was very current. It was very modern. And it was just a glimpse at a moment in someone's life that could have been very detrimental. And we got to see a whole support system around him kind of navigate him through that moment. So I really appreciate you writing about that day in the life. It was very rewarding and authentic to see. And I know our sound designer and engineer had such fun creating that atmosphere of gaming. So I bet she was just as appreciative.
Yeah, I'm just as appreciative of her as well.
Let me find out a little bit, and I want to share with our audience, as a young artist, How would you like to see the arts change during your career?
I love that question so much. For me, a lot of my work centers like on just natural like Black life and Black identity and just being a Black person and just like stuff like that. And I want an increase of stories like that to just be put on the highest platforms, because I see my white counterparts get all types of weird, crazy stories that would never get produced by a major network or studio, you know, if it was black people doing it, you know. So I want to see all types of Black stories be shown, because a lot of people, the world of like art, like of performance art, is capitalizing a lot off of stories about Black trauma. So I want to see a major increase of just stories about Black life, to be just daily Black life, just natural funny stuff, you know. Like I just want to see that resurgence again, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I want to be a part of it too. I want to be a part of it too.
Of course you do. You will be a part of it. One more weird question.
Yes. Keep them coming.
What kind of bagel are you?
Oh, wow. I like that question so much. I love that question. I like the bagels with like, I can't remember if it was just brown sugar and cinnamon or like just cinnamon and sugar. Who knows? Who cares? But I'm that bagel because I don't know. I just feel like most of the time I'm a nice person, you know. And brown sugar, I'm a sweet person, you know, and most of the time. So most of the time I'm a sweet person, and brown sugar bagels are pretty sweet. So, you know.
Nice. Well, I like that comparison, and you are a very sweet person. It has been such a pleasure getting to work with you.
Thank you.
During this Amplify contest and watching you adapt your work into this space. And I'm so excited that we were able to witness this beautiful story you gave us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible with support from listeners like you. Our program sponsors are the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, Theater League, and the Breidenthal Schneider Foundation, with a special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. For information about supporting Kansas City Actors Theater, visit kcactors.org/donate. I'm Shauna Pena Downey, and until next time, stay healthy and stay tuned.